You are listening to a sermon by Donna Dinsmore, recorded on Sunday, April 11th, 2021, at Point Grey Interminonite Fellowship in Vancouver, British Columbia. The opinions expressed by the speaker are not necessarily those of the church. This recording is licensed for personal use by individuals only and may not be copied, broadcast, or redistributed without the prior permission of the church board. For more information, please visit our website at www.pgimf.org.
What a strange story we just heard. So difficult to believe, for dead bodies stay dead. Everyone knows that. And Jesus's behavior with Mary seems harsh, that he didn't allow his weeping friend to cling to him that Easter morning. I wonder if Mary needed the shock because their relationship had taken a radical turn, was no longer rooted in the past, but in a new future she could not imagine. For as life-changing as their past relationship had been, as rich and revolutionary as Jesus's life had been, in these first post-resurrection days, his friends began to understand the radical ramification of Christ's passion. That Jesus had overcome all the malice and evil that humankind could throw at him, had died bleeding compassion and forgiveness for his enemies who had crucified him and his friends who had betrayed him, trusting a love so powerful that death could not keep him in the tomb. Do we believe that this crucified and resurrected Jesus brought with him the mysterious reality of God's kingdom? Our tradition affirms it, but it's been so slow in coming fully, hasn't it? We human creatures, 2,000 years later, continue to be surprised and puzzled and terrified and unbelieving and perplexed. Do we believe it? Is it too good to be true? We don't have the same problem with evil, do we? Is there anything so bad that we can't believe it? A Russian leader starves millions of his own people. A powerful pastor controls and abuses those under him. A virus radically changes our daily lives beyond anything we could have imagined even 1 year ago. These things we believe, along with mass gun violence and rape, and the myriad ways that humans have devised to attack goodness. These things we believe. And yes, we followers of the resurrected Christ do believe that the God who created and sustains the universe, the Jesus who shook the foundations of religious and secular power with absolute integrity as insults and lies and whips lash at him, who committed his spirit to the one he called Father and died forgiving and was vindicated by being raised from the dead. We must, with integrity, believe that God can make all things new, beginning with us and starting from today. Our task, fueled by COVID-19, is to first accept that what we have known as familiar and secure and certain is no longer. And dare I say, wasn't good enough to return to. Even at church, for the status quo has lulled us into contentment with a non-transforming faith. I believe we must let go as Mary, to stop clinging to what seemed good enough in the past, and trust that strange new life is awaiting us, the new life that comes as we cooperate with God in living as resurrection people who know that loss does not have the final word, that the way we've always done it cannot have the final say. Our task is to let go of the heavy stone of our fear, discover that God's creative love is stronger. In this most unusual season, we're sorely tempted to doubt the power of goodness. And we can even be afraid of it, for it will surely challenge us and bring yet more change into our already tender lives. And we can be tempted to believe the lie that we must muscle through with our over-responsibility, our perfectionism, our stoicism, that goodness will come about only as we force our power. Imagine, though, if our response as a Christian community were instead to trust the goodness of God's kingdom, the new options for us that will flow from our letting go, from our dying to the ways in which we have clung and trusted in the past. Imagine if we allowed COVID-19 to infect us with a new openness and sensitivity to hear Jesus call our name out of the fog, to hear him say our name, and to trust that God delights in doing new things, that God has been doing new things since the first human was breathed into life, since Menno Simons and other reformers took the risk of leaving the church they had always known to follow Jesus in radical new ways, that God's been doing new things since your fellowship was founded in 1986 and could very well use an international pandemic to bring about overwhelming goodness in the midst of overwhelming uncertainty and pain. What if we were energized as people of faith, willing to say yes when we hear our name, as Abraham and Sarah were, to leave the status quo and to travel to we know not where? In this most unusual of Easter seasons, let us hear again the good news. God continues to offer new life, new energy, new vision. God's ways are not our ways. Our God will not force us and does not expect us to muscle our way to our new future, but rather to listen for the voice of the risen Christ, who will delight in bringing about new things, good things, beyond our wildest imaginings, for the good of us all. For Christ is risen from the dead. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.